is Jo Tomlin for Fringe Review, and I'm going to be talking to someone who's just done a show. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Anya Donnelly, and I'm with Theatre Infinite. I'm the producer, performer, and author of Hi, Jean-Luc Godard.
And tell me a bit about Theatre Infinite.
Theatre Infinite is my company. It is me and my collaborators, and this is the second production I've produced, also a Red Nose piece. The first one was I premiered in Edinburgh last year.
What was its name?
High Entering Burned Area.
And what is the ethos of your company?
Well, I guess it's a little bit overstated in the name. I just think theater has an infinite number of possibilities. I love to combine different genres together that don't ordinarily are seen together. I just think that in theater, anything is possible, and that's what I want to explore.
Have you always performed?
Not always. I took a big break. I started out as a performer, as many children do, and then I realized that I wasn't very skilled as an actor. And so I stopped doing that, and I started focusing on designing and directing and writing. And then I had a dream. This sounds ridiculous. I had a dream that I was a clown performing on stage, and it was one of those dreams where you remember the details very specifically, and it always stuck with me. And after a few years went by, I thought maybe I should just take a clown class and see. And it's just something I feel I have to learn about clown as much as I can in order to direct it. So the only way to do it is to perform. So that's why I'm doing it.
So you've developed a character. Could you tell me about your character, your clown character, please?
Well, in the type of clowning I study, you don't really develop a character so much as you, not to over-aggrandize it, but like Michelangelo, you find out what's already inside you and emphasize it. So that's the kind of study I have been doing, is you just find out what are the ridiculous stupidities within yourself, and that is your clown. And so that's a series of work I've done with an Italian teacher named Giovanni Fusetti, and one of his former students, now a full-fledged teacher in her own right, Elizabeth Barron, who's also my director and collaborator. And they take you through a series of exercises where you find the clown that lives within you, and everyone has one. And as you go through life, that clown can change and evolve, just like you change and evolve. But this is something that every person, regardless of whether they consider themselves a performer or not, has within them. It's just your ridiculous nature and putting it on stage.
What's your clown's name?
Rodeo Debbie.
And has she been in several shows?
Yes, as I say, she's been in my first show I brought to Edinburgh, High Entering Burned Area. This is her second show, and I'm just beginning to work on a third.
And when you start developing your show, do you start from the character, or do you go from another side?
I generally have an idea or some source of inspiration that's just from me. For my first show, it was a sign that I drove by when I was staying in Boulder, Colorado, actually studying clown. And it was a sign on the side of the road that said, entering burned area. And there was just something about that sign that just kind of stuck in my mind. And that ended up being an entire show. In the case of my current show, Hi, Jean-Luc Godard, I saw Wim Wenders' documentary, Chambre 666, in which he had a bunch of directors at the Cannes Film Festival in 1982 come into a room, Chambre 666, because that was the only thing that wasn't rented in Cannes at the time. This was in 1982. And he had them a series of questions, and he had them talk to the camera alone and respond to the questions. The questions were about the current and the future state of cinema. And Jean-Luc Godard was one of the directors who spoke, and his answer was so profound that I transcribed his entire answer, which was 20 minutes in length, which is, by the way, the same length of a full reel of film. He knew exactly how long to speak. He took every minute of film. And I was so inspired by what he said. That was the inspiration for this show. So it just comes from things I encounter and I'm either inspired by or I want to explore.
Could you tell me a little about the story of this show?
Yes, as I say, it was originally inspired by the quote from Jean-Luc Godard. And what I found so amazing about it was that he really made the audience culpable in the state of, for his specific interview, cinema. But it applies to all art forms. That what we demand and what we accept and what we ask for is what we will get. So if the state of the art is good, then we're demanding what we should. If the state of the art is bad, then we have responsibility in that as well. And he always used the word we, never you. So he's including himself. So he's saying we're all responsible for the quality of art that is produced. We all have a stake in it, and so let's be mindful of that. And so that was sort of the springboard from which came a show that was about art, our relationship to it, how it is innate to us, how a lot of time in adulthood we let it go and are remiss even if we don't think about it every day, and how we have a right to our opinions of art, regardless of how much we know or don't know, that whatever your opinion is right for you, and we can always learn more. But art should be considered as vital for our lives as the food and water we consume.
And do you read about art, because you talk about art quite a lot in the show, different styles, and you have interesting phrases and descriptions when someone talks to you. Where does all of that come from?
Well, it's a lot of things. All the dialogue in the show is created through improvisation. So I work with my director. She asks questions of the clown, and the clown responds. So all the dialogue is created that way. It's not sat down and written down from an intellectual point of view. It comes out of the flow state of the clown. But, of course, all that comes out of me, and I've been an art lover my whole life. I was an art student as an undergraduate. I studied drawing and photography, and I majored in photography, and I did painting. Even though I don't have a lot of skill, honestly, in those subjects, I've studied them. I love those artists. I go to museums all the time. I have great love and curiosity for art, and so it's a combination of me and my clown together, and that's what creates all those observations from the show.
How do people during your show and afterwards, how do they react to it?
Well, I've had really very positive reactions here at the San Francisco Fringe, which has been wonderful. Taking Jean-Luc Godard to heart, it's demanding of the audience. This is an interactive show, which really depends upon the audience willing to interact with a clown. And I know that's not easy, because I myself, I don't really like interactive theater very much. I mean, I generally want to freeze out what's being asked of me. So I understand that instinct. So the challenge is to make an atmosphere which is open enough and inviting enough for people to be willing to say, this is what I think. So generally in every audience, you'll have people who are more inclined to speak and people who are less. But those who are less, they're listening. And so they're getting out of it what they want to get out of it. So So it's been really delightful. I did this show at the Rogue Festival earlier this year, and I would say the show I had Sunday night of this run was the best so far of any of the shows. It just really, a lot of my dreams for what the show could be really started to come to fruition, and it was really exciting.
Thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us this evening, especially after you've just performed.
Thank you so much. It was an honor. Thank you.